Amy Thompson is a single mom. She has Olivia, a lively 4-year-old, and Olivia's older brother, 6-year-old Colin. Colin has just been diagnosed with autism.
Over the next 3 days, we're going to hear about autism through Amy and Colin's story. Producer Dan Collison spent time with the family as everyone there struggles with the diagnosis and the treatment. Here's the first report of the Autism Chronicles.
Come on, let's go inside.
It is 10 minutes to 6, and we just got home.
Colin, wait.
I'd worked with special needs kids for a long time, since I was 15. I was an assistant teacher. I worked with autistic children. I worked with children with Down syndrome. However, I was able to shut it off at 3 o'clock, 3:30, and go home and not have to deal with that. Well, now I have to figure out how to deal with that on a 24-hour basis.
Hey, Colin, do you think you could check on your rabbit?
Okay.
Get his dish out. You got to remember your steps.
It takes a lot of effort to get him to accomplish a task some days.
Okay, done.
What else does he need?
Today he's about in the middle.
Does he have any more celery or vegetables in there?
He's mostly paying attention and mostly doing what he should be doing, you know, but there's still that little edge of, okay, any second now I might be gone over the hill somewhere. Like he's got another realm in his head or something that he's visiting for the minute. Or for 10 minutes or 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, can you check your backpack? See what's in there and bring it to me.
Usually Colin doesn't have any homework, but, you know, I still like to sit down together to look through the backpack, see what he did.
What did you learn about today? What is this?
I don't know.
What's that word?
Dog.
Olivia?
He's in the special education class at Howard Elementary.
Tongues.
Animal tongues.
Colin was approximately 5 and a half at the time he had his diagnosis from the school.
Can you read it to me while I'm starting dinner?
There were a lot of different testing, and they determined that that was where Colin was at, was on the mild end of the autistic spectrum.
I don't know how to read this book. It's hard.
It wasn't until Colin started school. There was a lot of things that I didn't understand. The doctor was not explaining thoroughly. There were things that I didn't understand what he was asking of me. I filled out all the paperwork, and it was just a long, drawn-out process, and I was frustrated. I didn't know what to do, and I never got a complete diagnosis from him.
He's constantly looking at books. And this book in particular is my journal book, and there's nothing written in it. And he's been sitting there for, what, close to 5 minutes flipping through the same book, and there's nothing for him to read or look at in there particularly interesting to a kid. So those are the things that make me look at him and go, okay, there might be an autistic trait, there might be something to add to the pile of things that I've already picked up on him. It hurts to not have that connection with him. A lot of times when he's really far into it, I have to do a lot of things for him. Otherwise, he wouldn't brush his teeth. He wouldn't eat dinner half the time, you know, if I didn't try and pull him out of that. You want some music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I turn the radio up and we dance and play around, you know, until I get him to giggle, and then I can kind of get him out of his shell, so to speak.
There you go. Hold your brother's hand. Whose turn is it? Quick.
Mine.
All right. We'll let Olivia.
God is good. God is great. Thank you for the food we eat. Amen.
Amen.
It's been quite a emotional roller coaster ride.
No, I want...
Hey. You know I don't tolerate any monkey business at the dinner table. None whatsoever.
I've been frustrated to the max. You know, I don't have that extra person to lean on to say, okay, I just can't do this today. Can you please deal with him?
Colin, 1,
okay,
2.
Okay.
I don't have that capacity. It's me all the way.
Just one moment.
There's been a lot of times where I've had to stop and count to 10 and do whatever necessary to gather myself back together. because I know that Colin and Olivia depend on me to take care of them every day in every aspect. So I just kind of have to keep it together and keep trudging along.
Colin, did you check what you're supposed to do?
I'm playing my guitar.
What's the name of your song?
I forgot.
Do you want Mama to sing some song? And then you can play to Mama's singing. You ready?
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be, and we grew up together, my mama child and me.
I'm surprised at his capacity to love. He knows when I'm having a difficult time. He'll come put his arms around me and he'll say, Mama, I love you. Or he'll say, who's my best mom? Because I always tell him, who's my best boy? And he always tells me, who's my best mom? I've never seen that side of autism. I've never seen that capacity to love somebody fully.
Will she calm my fears, release her tears with a rock and roll lullaby?
Say your prayers.
Dear Jesus, keep me safe tonight. Help me have some peace. Keep my soul safe.
And keep my family safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The end.
All right, let go of my hand.